NPR is confirming today that an aide to Vice President Mike Pence has tested positive for COVID-19. This is the third known case at the White House, and we will continue to follow that story.
We're also getting the latest picture yet today of how the economy is weathering this pandemic, and it's looking pretty bleak. More than 20 million Americans lost their jobs in April, according to the Labor Department. 14.7% of Americans are now out of work. Here's economist Austin Goolsbee reacting on CNBC this morning.
That level is lower than at the height of the Great Depression, but in terms of the speed at which it happens, it's worse than the Great Depression. This has got to be the most heartbreaking day in the history of the job market.
And yet the stock market has been higher today. For more, let's bring in Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Jeremy.
And I guess one of the big questions here is, with this just devastating report, is how many of these job losses are temporary furloughs versus how many are permanent? Do we know?
Yeah, and it's a great point. The vast majority are temporary, or at least being classified as temporary. About 18.1 million are classified as temporary, 2 million as permanent. Obviously, the risk is that some of those temporary layoffs turn into something more permanent. So that is the big question.
And we remember back in March, most of the job losses were in industries like the restaurant industry and tourism. What are we seeing in this report about which industries were affected by the job losses?
Yeah, that leisure and hospitality group, again, was among the hardest hit. They lost about 7.7 million jobs, mainly in bars and restaurants, that type of thing. But it's a very widespread weakness throughout basically almost every industry in this report. For example, the arts and entertainment and recreation industry lost 1.3 million. And even professional and business services, you know, what you consider sort of good white-collar jobs, lost like 2.1 million jobs. So the weakness is spread out pretty much across almost the entire economy.
We're also getting a snapshot today of the racial and gender breakdown of these job losses. What can you tell us about that?
It does seem like women and minorities are getting hit a little bit harder in this situation. For example, the unemployment rate for adult men was 13%. For adult women, it was 15.5%. And the rate was 17% for African Americans and almost 19% for Hispanics. So it definitely hitting those groups harder than the sort of adult male population.
And it was about 14.2% for white Americans when it comes to the unemployment rate. Meanwhile, Mike, the stock market, with this terrible news, the worst jobs report in most people's lifetimes, the stock market's up. Why?
Well, there's just been so much money put into the system by the Federal Reserve to sort of counteract the economic damage and the government stimulus efforts. You know, think about those checks that people are receiving in the mail. That said, there is a lot of debate about whether, you know, the market is being a little too optimistic about all this. A lot of people are skeptical of this rebound in the market that we've seen. It's kind of common in bear markets for there to be these really sharp rebounds that prove to be only temporary. So we'll have to just see what happens.
Now, you use that word again, temporary, and let me go back to sort of where we started with this, which is how permanent this situation is going to be. One of the White House's economic advisors says that he thinks that the unemployment rate is going to go up into the 20s in terms of percentage, and JP Morgan is saying that it might take 10 years to fully recover. What are you hearing about that?
Yeah, I think in order to recoup all of these lost jobs, the discussion is definitely in years rather than months. So much depends on how things proceed when the economy does sort of reopen in earnest. You know, not only the risk of another wave of the virus flaring up and sort of causing some of these lockdown measures to be reimposed, but also just that there's a lot of question about consumer behavior. Will it be changed for, say, the next year or longer because of this? Will people sort of be afraid to go back to restaurants and movie theaters and stadiums and that sort of thing? So that is a really big question mark that economists just really can't quantify at the moment, unfortunately.
That is Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. Mike, thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.